What's up, Wisdom Warriors? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know how sometimes you feel like the world's just throwing punches? Like, one minute you're crushing it, and the next you're face down in a pile of what just happened. Ever get that feeling? Well, guess what? Stoicism isn't just about toughening up mentally. It's also got some seriously cool visualization techniques to help us not just survive, but thrive through life's curveballs. We're talking about turning those punches into jabs of opportunity. Think of it like this. Your mind is a playground, and you can choose how to play. Visualization isn't about making things magically disappear. It's about training your brain to anticipate challenges and react with calm confidence. Ready to level up your mental game? Let's dive in. First up, we've got mental rehearsal. Ever seen a pro athlete before a big game? They're not just stretching, they're visualizing every play, every move. It helps them build muscle memory and handle pressure like champs. Same goes for us, warriors. Imagine yourself facing that tough presentation, the awkward conversation, or even just that Monday morning commute. Visualize it going smoothly, confidently, and with grace. You'll be surprised how much more prepared you feel when you actually face the situation. Next, we have premeditatio malorum. Sounds fancy, right? It basically means premeditation of evils. Don't worry, it's not about wallowing in negativity. Think of it like this. What are the potential downsides of a situation? What could go wrong? By visualizing those worst-case scenarios beforehand, we can create a plan B, even a plan C. This way, when things don't go perfectly, and let's be real, sometimes they won't. We're already equipped to handle them with grace and resilience. Number 3. Negative visualization. This one might sound a little harsh, but hear me out. It's about acknowledging that life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Imagine losing something you value, facing a setback, or experiencing disappointment. By visualizing these potential losses, we can appreciate what we have more fully and cultivate a sense of gratitude. Plus, when those tough times actually hit, we're less likely to be completely blindsided. Amor fati, which translates to love of fate, is next up. This Stoic principle encourages us to embrace whatever life throws our way, even the challenges. Imagine yourself facing any obstacle with a sense of acceptance and even curiosity. Can this experience teach you something? How can you grow from it? By visualizing ourselves as resilient, adaptable beings, we cultivate a mindset that welcomes challenges rather than fearing them. And finally, we have the dichotomy of control. This one's super important. Remember, we can only control our own actions and reactions, not external events. Visualize yourself focusing on what's within your power. Your effort, your attitude, your choices. Let go of the need to control everything else and trust that you have the strength to navigate whatever comes your way. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed or stressed. Maybe it was a big presentation at work, a conflict with a loved one, or even just a hectic day trying to juggle everything on your plate. Now imagine using these Stoic visualization techniques to reframe that situation. Could you have seen the challenges as opportunities for growth? Could you have visualized yourself handling the stress with calmness and composure? You know, it's like this life's a lot like a wild roller coaster. There are going to be ups, there are going to be downs, and sometimes there's that hair-raising loop-de-loop that leaves you screaming in a good way. But the key is to remember, you're in control of your reactions. You can choose to hold on tight and enjoy the ride, or you can let fear take over and ruin the experience. So go ahead, warriors. Use these Stoic visualization techniques to transform those moments of stress into fuel for growth. Remember, wisdom warriors, you are capable of incredible things. But it's not just about dreaming big, it's about training your mind to achieve those dreams. Start practicing these visualization techniques today and watch as your mental strength blossoms. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep leveling up your life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.